Before we listen to the actual somewhat terrible words which Our Lady spoke to the world at Akita in Japan, released to the world only in 1984 and just becoming known, we should have in our minds and hearts a memory of the other words that Our Lady has spoken leading up to now. At the Rue du Bac in Paris in 1830, she spoke of convulsive sufferings which were going to come into the entire world. And St. Catherine was amazed and saddened when she looked into Our Lady's eyes and saw tears there. Subsequently, in seven major apparitions, all surrounded by miracles, confirmed by miracles, and approved solemnly by the Church as supernatural, Our Lady repeatedly spoke of the increasing tide of evil coming into the world, organized even to the point of militant atheism, which finally, she said at Fatima, would spread from an atheist Russia throughout the entire world, fomenting further wars. And even though we have had the collegial consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart and a great change in Eastern Europe, the era of peace is tragically eluding us. Because as you are about to listen now to the most important, most recent message of Our Lady given in Akita, Japan, remember what Our Lady said at La Salette: I can no longer hold back the hand of my son. And remember that just 2 years later, revolutionaries managed to get control of the civic guard in Rome. The Pope was powerless to stop the riots. Events reached a climax in November of that year. On the 15th, a group of conspirators stabbed to death the Pope's prime minister, Count Pellegrino Rossi. The mob celebrated the murder by carrying the bloody knife triumphantly through the streets. Later that night, they marched to the papal palace. Shots were fired. Monsignor Palma, the Pope's secretary, was shot dead. The Pope was forced to flee from Rome. During all these years, Our Lady has been talking to us and prophesying and showing us by the fulfillment of her words. And now you are about to hear at once the most frightening and yet consoling of all these messages of Our Lady. Because while she is going to foretell at Akita in great detail what she foretold at Fatima when she spoke of the annihilation of nations, linked with it is that promise of triumph. Unfortunately, most of us are avid for prophecies, and few of us are disposed to listen to what we must do. And the message is always the same: prayer and penance. But in the case of Our Lady, this is reduced to four specific requests, simple candles to light in our lives and in the world. Now you are about to hear the actual words that Our Lady spoke at Akita. But first of all, let's give you a little background into this amazing and most important event. It all began in 1969 when a humble catechist nun who had had various illnesses through her life and was in a clinic in Miyoko, Japan, was saying the rosary, and her guardian angel manifested, I'll refer to the angel as herself as her, manifested herself at the side of Sister Agnes, reciting the rosary with her. And when she came to the Gloria, the angel taught her to say, after each decade, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, and help especially those most in need. This prayer had not yet been published in Japan. She had never heard it before. But it was the prayer that Our Lady had taught the children of Fatima to say after each decade of the Rosary. In January of 1973, Sister Agnes, who was then a catechist serving in a large parish, began to lose her hearing. By March of that year, she was totally, completely deaf. Absolute silence, could hear nothing. On June 12th of that year, a brilliant light suddenly appeared, as though coming from the tabernacle, while she was kneeling in adoration. Same thing happened the following day. Then on June 14th, the light appeared again, but this time it was surrounded by a red flame, which seemed to envelop the rays that were shining from the tabernacle. Then on June 28th of 1973, the eve of the Feast of the Sacred Heart, Sister Agnes saw a blinding light from the Blessed Sacrament, rays of light, and a multitude of angels surrounded the altar in adoration of the Sacred Host. And at that moment, a pain stabbed the left hand of Sister Agnes. And later that day, she saw that in the center of her hand, there was a cross-shaped wound, as though an incision had been made there. Now, we note, of course, the similarity with Fatima here. First, there, the coming of the angel, and Sister Agnes already knew the basic message of Fatima, but she hadn't known about the decade prayer. And the next thing is like the very first apparition of Our Lady to the children of Fatima. There, Our Lady let a great light shine from her heart upon the children, causing them to feel lost in God and to exclaim, "O most holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament." In that light from Our Lady's heart, the children had a revelation of the true presence in the Eucharist. And so the first manifestation also to Sister Agnes was a light from the tabernacle, and finally a brilliant light from the Eucharist, the appearance of the angels adoring our Lord. A week later, the guardian angel again appeared to Sister Agnes, recited the rosary with her, and spoke to her. We will tell you the words of the angel shortly. At that time, the pain in her left hand became extremely severe. Then on this day, Our Lady spoke to her the first time. That's July the 5th, 1973. The following day, a wound appeared on the right hand of the wooden statue of Our Lady in the convent chapel, which was identical in appearance to the wound which had appeared on June the 28th on the left hand of the sister. So this was something witnessed now by the whole community. 2 weeks later, there was a profuse flow of blood from the hand of the statue of Mary. And Sister felt intense pain from the wound in her hand, and she was about to be sent to the hospital. But on Saturday, the pain in her hand ceased, but the wound on the statue remained for 3 months. On August the 3rd came the second message from Our Lady. Then on September 29th, the wound on the hand of the statue disappeared, but bodily portions of the statue oozed a copious perspiration, emitting a wonderful fragrance. Again, a manifestation witnessed by not only the entire community, but by all who came. On October 2nd, Sister Agnes saw the guardian angels of the sisters and the bishop who were present in the chapel. That was the Feast of the Guardian Angels. On October 13th of that year, now this is 1973 when all these messages were given, this was the anniversary of the great miracle of Fatima, came the major message of Our Lady, for which all these miracles, all of these things have been happening in preparation. Now there was a commission set up to investigate Akita, and the priest in charge of the commission thought that Sister Agnes had some strange power. He called it ectoplastic, that she was able to communicate her tears to the wooden statue and her blood, and that there was therefore some kind of a natural explanation. He said that all these phenomena concerning the statue would cease now because he had treated the sister, he had made her aware of what was happening, and he knew from her sincerity that it would not happen again. However, the sister was away from the convent and the statue shed tears. All in all, the statue wept 101 times. And then one of the most important miracles took place. Sister Agnes had been declared totally and incurably deaf. But Our Lady told her that as a sign, she would be cured, and told her the exact time of the cure. It took place on May the 30th, 1982. Just 2 weeks after Pope John Paul II had gone to Fatima to make the act of the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then on Easter Sunday of 1984, shortly after the Pope had made the second act of consecration in union with all the bishops of the world in Rome, Bishop John Ito, the Bishop of Akita, wrote a pastoral letter declaring the events of Akita to be supernatural. And now we come to the words of the angel and of Our Lady at Akita. As we told you, the angel manifested herself first. On June the 29th, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, when Sister was in the chapel, she saw a blinding light shining from the tabernacle, and she immediately prostrated herself in adoration. She heard the voices of angels saying, "Holy, holy, holy." And when they finished, she heard a voice on her right, her guardian angel, praying, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, present in the Holy Eucharist, I consecrate my body and soul to be entirely one with your heart, being sacrificed at every instant on all the altars of the world, and giving praise to the Father, pleading for the coming of his kingdom. Please receive this humble offering of myself. Use me as you will for the glory of the Father and the salvation of souls. Most Holy Mother of God, never let me be separated from your divine Son. Please defend and protect me as your special child. Amen." And Sister Agnes writes in her journal, "This was the prayer of the handmaids of the Eucharist," that was her community, "which I knew well, and I recited it aloud with the angel. And during this prayer, I heard the voice of the guardian angel, the same voice I had heard at my side in the hospital in Bioko. It seemed even more beautiful and pure when she recited these prayers than when she told me in the hospital, 'Add these words after each decade of the rosary.' The sound of her voice resounded in my ears like a true echo of heaven." On July 16th, the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I heard the voice of the angel saying, "Do not fear. Pray with fervor, not only because of your sins, but in reparation for the sins of all men. The world of today wounds the most sacred heart of our Lord by its ingratitudes and injuries. The wounds of Mary are much deeper and more sorrowful than yours. Let us go to pray together in the chapel." And now we come to the first apparition of Our Lady to Sister Agnes. Her guardian angel had taken her to the chapel, just as the guardian angel of St. Catherine Laboureil had taken her to the chapel to meet Our Lady. In the first of these great apparitions, these great messages of Our Lady to modern times, Sister Agnes says that she suddenly felt that the wooden statue of Our Lady had come to life and was about to speak to me. I looked. She was bathed in a brilliant light. Instinctively, I prostrated myself on the ground, and at that same moment, a voice of indescribable beauty struck my totally deaf ears.
"My daughter, my novice, you have obeyed me well in abandoning all to follow me. Is the infirmity of your ears painful? The wound will be healed. Be sure. Be patient. It is the last trial. Does the wound cause you to suffer? Pray in reparation for the sins of men. Each person in this community is my irreplaceable daughter. Do you say well the prayers of the handmaids of the Eucharist? Then let us pray it together."
And now, after having recited the prayer of the handmaids of the Eucharist with Sister Agnes, Our Lady said,
"Pray very much for the Pope, bishops, and priests. Since your baptism, you have always prayed faithfully for them. Pray very much, very much. Tell your superior all that passed today, and obey him in everything that he will tell you. He has asked that you continue to pray with fervor."
As Our Lady spoke these words, the pain in the hand of Sister Agnes became excruciating, and immediately she heard the voice of the angel speaking in her heart. And the angel said that your sufferings will end today. Carefully engrave in the depth of your heart the thought of the blood of Mary. The blood shed by Mary, I think the angel is referring here to the blood that flowed from the statue, has profound meaning. This precious blood is shed to ask your conversion, to ask for peace, in reparation for the ingratitude and the outrages against the Lord. As with devotion to the Sacred Heart, apply yourself to devotion to the most precious blood. Pray in reparation for all men. And in her pain and surprise, Sister Agnes could not reply, and the angel continued, "Say to your superior that the blood is shed today for the last time. Your pain also ends today. Tell him what happened today. He will understand all immediately, and you observe his directions." On August 3rd, Sister's guardian angel appeared and recited the rosary with her while they were kneeling in front of the statue in the chapel. And then suddenly, once again, a great light shone and the statue came alive and Our Lady spoke.
"My daughter, my novice, do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, listen to what I have to say to you. It is very important. You will convey it to your superior. Many men in this world afflict the Lord. I desire souls to console him, to soften the anger of the Heavenly Father. I wish with my son for souls who will repair by their suffering and their poverty for the sinners and ingrates. In order that the world might know his anger, the Heavenly Father is preparing to inflict a great chastisement on all mankind. With my son, I have intervened so many times to appease the wrath of the Father. I have prevented the coming of calamities by offering him the sufferings of the Son on the cross, his precious blood, and beloved souls who console him and form a cohort of victim souls. Prayer, penance, and courageous sacrifices can soften the Father's anger.
Now, we have heard this plea from Our Lady ever since 1830, the same message, begun in tears before St. Catherine, and now repeated in a miracle of tears in Akita. And Our Lady has been able to hold back the chastisement of which she has spoken repeatedly by offering the passion of her son, and because of the few who have responded and joined with her. And she speaks now of the communities who are faithful and who respond. Using as an example this little community of handmaids of the Eucharist, and she said,
even in a secular institute, prayer is necessary. Already souls who wish to pray are on the way to being gathered together. Without attaching too much attention to the form, be faithful and fervent in prayer to console the Master.
And Our Lady was silent for a moment, as though wanting those words to sink in. Prayer is necessary, and it's possible in every state of life. And already, souls who wish to pray are on the way to being gathered together. As where the lady is, one seems to feel from the message of Akita that she's getting groups together. We think of Blue Army cells or similar groups throughout the church that are meeting to pray the rosary before or after Mass. And that she is using these people to hold back the chastisement and to bring about the triumph. And she tells them not to attach too much attention to the form. Fervent in prayer to console the Master. And then after this silence, she continued.
Is what you think in your heart true? Have you truly decided to become the rejected stone? My novice, you who wish to belong without reserve to the Lord, to become the spouse worthy of the spouse, make your vows knowing that you must be fastened to the cross with three nails. These three nails are poverty, chastity, and obedience. Of the three, obedience is the foundation. In total abandon, let yourself be led by your superior. He will know how to understand you and to direct you.
The superior to whom Our Lady is referring is Bishop Ito, who was the one who issued the pastoral letter confirming these apparitions. Now, Sister again took up the rosary on October 13th, the anniversary of the miracle of Fatima, and knelt down and made the sign of the cross, and she had hardly finished when she said, that voice of indescribable beauty came from the statue to my deaf ears, and from the first word I prostrated myself to the ground, concentrating all my attention. And now Our Lady delivered the major message, the major update of all her apparitions as she spoke.
My dear daughter, listen well to what I have to say to you. You will inform your superior. As I told you, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one will never have seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and will wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priests nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. The only arms which will remain for you will be the rosary and the sign left by my son. Each day, recite the prayers of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and the priests.
Now, this terribly serious message was given in a frame of many miracles, including the shedding of tears by a wooden statue 101 times, verified scientifically beyond any doubt. In 1973, it was released officially, confirmed by the Church, in 1984, shortly after the bishops of the world joined with Pope John Paul II, who in Rome consecrated Russia and the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Only months later, Gorbachev came to power in Russia, and within 5 years, the Iron Curtain was down, the Brandenburg Gate was open. The change in Russia was taking place. And at a time when we would think that now the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary was at hand, Our Lady is saying that the chastisement is ready. It is still going to come if men do not respond. And she continued speaking to Sister Agnes.
The work of the devil will infiltrate even into the Church in such a way that one will see cardinals opposing cardinals, bishops against other bishops. The priests who venerate me will be scorned and opposed by their confreres, churches and altars sacked. The Church will be full of those who accept compromises, and the demon will press many priests and consecrated souls to leave the service of the Lord. The demon will be especially implacable against souls consecrated to God. The thought of the loss of so many souls is the cause of my sadness. If sins increase in number and gravity, there will be no longer pardon for them. With courage, speak to your superior. He will know how to encourage each one of you to pray and to accomplish works of reparation.
If sins increase in number and gravity, there will be no longer pardon for them. Speaking here, of course, of sins against the Holy Spirit, for which there is no pardon. And for that reason, the justice of God would require the chastisement. Sister Agnes, after a silence which followed these words of Our Lady, gathered the courage to look at her, and she said that her face had an indescribable look of sadness. And now she had heard Our Lady refer repeatedly to her superior and to the one who directs you, and she asked, "Who is my superior?" And Our Lady said,
"It is Bishop Ito who directs your community."
This was the last appearance of Our Lady on October 13th, 1973, anniversary of the miracle of Fatima. However, the guardian angel continued to direct the sister and to give her messages from heaven. On May the 1st, 1976, 3 years after the great message of Our Lady concerning the chastisement, and that with the cooperation of her children and of community, she could prevent it, the guardian angel appeared to Sister Agnes after communion, May 1st, 1976, and the angel said, "Many men in this world afflict the Lord. Our Lady awaits souls to console him. The rosary is your weapon. Say it with care, and more often for the intention of the Pope, of bishops,